to be the right thing. I'd really like to do it. But I don't understand exactly what the term covenant means. I know that's something to do with a two-way agreement, that God promised us things in the Bible and that we give them ourselves too, but I don't understand exactly what making a covenant between the brethren means. I'd like to have it like more clearly defined.
Sister, I think what it means is the brothers making a promise to one another that they're going to be united in faith and united in working at the framework of the school, and instead a promise to one another. That is what happened to Jesus. And that then while promise to one another, they promise to Jesus, going to Jesus. That's true, I should have said that. Going to Jesus. And making those vows in his presence. Of course, now if they really mean it, they're not playing games. If two or three are gathered, we're going to miss them. And Jesus alive.
I still think that we should go to Stuart and ask him. But to me, it seems like for no reason you don't want to go to Stuart or something. You know, like their brother right there. He was asking Stuart a question. I think Stuart was getting ready to answer, but maybe Stuart was getting ready to answer. I don't know. And even now, you're making it seem like I'm wrong for saying I'll go to Stuart.
You said the same thing 6 times.
Yeah, and maybe more.
Well, then,
I'm saying, you know, you could, brother, you make this vow, but then where do you go from there as far as the leaving is concerned? You can make a lot of promises, but then where do you go from there as far as the leaving is concerned? You know, you said, every time Stuart isn't around, what are you going to do if Stuart is around? And we don't know. Some of us may not know what to do, and he's here. You know, I think, you know, at first, a lot of brothers and sisters were saying, let's go to Stuart. But it seems to me like it just